systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, September 21st, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us for the Monday Night Show. This is episode number 248. Two more episodes, well, one more episode after tonight, and we will all be partying down live and in living color at Anna's Italian Grill for episode number 250, thejamhole.com/250. We have a couple special awesome guests in the studio tonight. I would like to first introduce our friend Braden.
Hi.
How you doing, Braden?
I'm awesome.
How, man, it's been a while since...
Since I've talked into a microphone?
Since you've been here. And also in the studio tonight, coming all the way from beautiful downtown shithole Florida, MDS in the chat.
Yeah.
Live with us in the studio. How the fuck are you doing, MDS?
I'm just happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Is this a little better than the setup in New York?
Yeah, this is all, it's like a reenactment of New York, though. We have almost everybody here from New York.
I know, kind of, huh?
Yep, a little
except
bit.
We have a little more room, the sound is a lot better, and there's no foreign-speaking gentleman pounding on our door.
Asking us to keep it down.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet, no.
And if they do, they won't be foreign, trust me.
Well, we don't have neighbors. Any Mexicans to bring us ice.
That's true.
That's
not
bullshit.
Not that Mexican brought us any anyways, but,
right.
You know.
That was a different Mexican.
So, yeah, this is episode number 248. Thank you guys so much for being with us. We got a full fucking house. There is no phone calls tonight because of the microphones. But if you would like to type stuff that I can read on the show, thejamhole.com/feedback. So, I did go to my urologist appointment today. Does that sound weird? That sounds weird to say. I think I'm a little young to be having urologist appointments. Like, I went into the office... And I see, like, this old-ass motherfucker with a walker trying to get into the bathroom there. And, like, the lady had to come help him get into the bathroom because he was trying to walk in forward with his walker, but the toilet was there. And she was like, you have to turn around. And he just kept, like, walking forward. And she's like, no, if you're going to sit on the toilet, you have to turn around. Because the room, you know, wasn't big enough for the walker and his shit. And finally, she's like, sir. And she, like, ran across the thing and, like, grabbed his walker, kicked him down onto the toilet. No,
oh
she didn't
God.
Do that. But she, like, went there and was like this.
Directioned him in the right area.
Yeah, and actually physically moved
turned him.
Oh, God. It was so sad. I'm, like, watching this. I'm like, man, is this what I have to look forward to?
Yeah, he's got his prostate hanging down to his knees.
Colostomy bag just fucking also hanging down to his knees.
He was probably there just to fill up his Viagra prescription, though.
Is that the urologist?
I don't know.
Well, it's, you know.
It's a penis doctor.
Dick doctor.
MDS being the oldest person in the room.
No, hold on.
You're the oldest one in the room. Braden, he's 19.
Well,
I'm 28.
You're all children. That's
exactly. Have you ever been to the urologist?
No.
For prostate problems?
Not for any problem.
I think you're lying.
No.
Oh, come on. By the time you've gotten to however old you are, you've had to have had a prostate exam.
No, don't lie. No, I'm not lying.
I can see it in your
Hold
eyes.
Hold on.
No, Matt has had more fingers up his butt than I have.
They say prevent... Whoa. They say prevention...
The magic number for Matt is 3.
3 is the magic number. Not to be confused with 1, which is the loneliest number.
Right. Not counting your own finger?
Well, okay, so 4.
You did that a lot this weekend, by the way.
What?
Playing with your own asshole.
Oh, yeah?
It's because he can't
play
with
you were Twittering your shitter, dude. Twittering your shitter all weekend.
It's because it made a cool noise and it was bugging her, so I, like, pulled my pants down and I got on the... Here, I'll show you. Check this out. And then Then I took my middle finger and I slapped it on my butthole and it made a cool sound. I was like,
pop, 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 pop.
It was so good.
It was so annoying. Wow. It sounds like if you lick your finger and hit your belly button.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like that.
So everyone.
Like, she like walks out of the bedroom and I'm like laying on the linoleum going.
Wow.
What started that?
Your finger and you hit your belly button? What?
Yeah, if you lick your finger and hit your belly button, it makes like a.
How
like
have
you
this.
Done that?
Let me hear. Okay. Okay.
I don't know if you can hear asshole. That in the chat, but yeah.
He was doing it with his asshole. So.
Right. Same idea.
Right.
Asshole a little deeper than my belly button, but the same physics are involved.
It was creeping me out because I'd look over and his feet are by where his head are, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm playing with my asshole."
I'm
like,
playing musical buttholes.
Okay,
don't worry about
can you
it.
Stop now, so I can sleep, please. You're like, uh-uh. And you went out in the living room, and I swear to God, you sat out here and fingered your own asshole for about an hour.
I wasn't
and a half.
Fingering it.
It's his asshole's turn now that his penis is out of commission.
Thank you.
I guess so.
TOWMIA.
Oh my God, dude, it was horrible.
So basically, long story short, I go in there, and next week after the live show, I have to have my whole penis removed.
That sucks.
Next Wednesday? After the
live
show?
I'm going to let that sink in.
Wow.
You're going to have your whole penis removed.
Right.
No, you're not.
No?
No.
Okay, no, I'm not.
Can they reattach it somewhere, though, maybe?
Hopefully
maybe
on my arm. Or my forehead.
Boo, boo,
look,
boo.
A unicorn.
Yeah, they said the cyst is cancerous, and the tentacles of the cyst have wrapped themselves around my balls and my spinal cord, so I'm going to have the whole thing removed.
No. So they're just going to go in and remove it on Wednesday?
No, actually, they're not going to do any of that. What I have to do is what I read on the internet first before I even made the fucking appointment.
Oh, thanks, doctors.
Well, he did give me a prescription for some antibiotics that I have to take because he said all the times that I fucked with it myself, there might be some bacteria in there, and he wants, you know, to be
told
sure.
You shouldn't do that.
But all he said was that I need to, we're going to try this first. And he said there's a 50% chance that this might, you know, take care of it. And if not, then, you know, we'll see what else we can do, which will involve
surgery.
Probably cutting my dick in half the long,
long
way,
ways.
Which wasn't very long
hey,
once
you
again.
Know.
And penis, I had this discussion with you. When I'm showing you to people, you look as big as you can. It was so small again. I was like, God damn it. And he's like, it's okay.
So what are they trying first?
And what was funny is that I go in there and we're talking and stuff. And he like he kind of motioned for me to like come stand by him, and he's like, "All right, well, let's see what you got." And I'm like, "That's not very professional."
No, it's not.
God damn it!
So, what do you have to try first? You have
So I have to either he said use the heat compress, which is basically just a hot washcloth, and just wrap that around it for like, you know, 20 minutes at a time. Or he said to fill up the bathtub with like hot water, like as hot as I can stand
it. And fuck it.
And then fuck it for like 20. Shut up, Braden. No. And then I'm supposed to lay in it for, you know, like 20 minutes at a time, twice, you know, in the morning and at night. Which
just to let you know, they try and do that with every cyst or like even eczema and things like that, it never works.
Really? That's weird because right. Like that was the same cure I read about for pregnancy and chicken pox.
Yeah, they're smoking something. That's not going to do anything.
Yeah,
no?
They try that every time with a lot of different things, like a lot of skin problems and stuff, dermatologists, whatever. They'll tell you to do that and it never fucking works. It might help it a little bit, but not get rid of it.
He knows it's not going to make it disappear totally, but what his concern
what
is that the way it is now, if he removes it, I'm going to have all this extra skin because of how much it stretched out my schlong.
Well, tell him to just take the skin with it.
You might as well just wrap a hot Danny around it for 20 minutes.
I might as well just leave it the fuck alone and just keep doing what I'm doing with it. Fuck.
No, because then we can't even fuck.
Shazam says, I get the idea Matt's pee-pee is incredibly average. I'm a grower. Thank you very much, whore. I'm a grower. How big is it? It's not average.
It's
9 inches
very
on a good
nice.
On
it's
a good
like
day.
Seven and a half. But, you know.
it could do without the cyst, probably.
It could definitely do without the cyst. You have a very nice penis without the cyst.
Lopsided.
Right. One side is a little crooked. Thicker than the other.
As long as he doesn't end up with a divot.
That's true. Yeah. Don't want that.
Inverted speed bump type deal.
Yeah, but he said, like, these things are really common, and what they are caused by, which is what I read, was ingrown hairs when you start shaving, and it gets in there, and it never gets, you know, out completely.
Just keeps
so
growing.
It just keeps, right, festering,
so
if you will.
You're going in on Wednesday to...
No, I'm not going in, no.
At all?
No. He said, like, 2.5 weeks is when I have to go back, and then he wants to see what it looks like again.
But you have a follow-up, though.
2.5 weeks, and then he wants to see what it looks like.
This sucks. When are we going to be able to have sex again?
Whenever. Just hurt me. That's fine. I don't care. Doesn't matter.
Go away.
Unless you don't mind a little blood inside.
That's right. You just remember that from when we were first going through this, and you were the one not having sex, okay? Yeah, you just remember that.
It didn't last that long.
Wallow in it.
It didn't last that long.
Rub it all over your face and just enjoy the fuck out of it.
I never even thought about that. It totally just turned around.
Right?
Like, it's always mad, like, why won't you fuck me? Oh, it hurts.
Karma.
But it didn't last that long at all. It was only like a week or two, okay? This is going to
be
like 4 or 5 weeks, man.
This is kind of gross.
What?
I went to Buns on the Lake Saturday morning. And, you know, I drained my penis in the morning, and then I went there.
The daily routine.
Right. Ew. And I get home, and I, like, hop out of the truck, and I feel a wet spot in my pants, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I, like, go upstairs into the bathroom, and it's just, like, leaking out of the thing. Ew. So I, like, pushed on it again, and no joke, it hit the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
I hit the ceiling with the spray.
It's like a dick pimple.
Kinda.
That's so sick,
well, and he
dude.
Said that's what it'll end up being after you use the heat compresses. It'll start looking like a zit or something. And he's like, "But don't pop it." I'm like, "I can't help it." Have you seen me? I can't help
so
it.
So you're not supposed to fuck with it at all. Like I told you. Right?
I didn't ask him. And
you're
he
not
didn't
supposed
say,
to fuck with it.
He didn't say I wasn't not supposed to.
So tonight, am I going to have to wrap your penis in a warm compress?
Well,
I think he could do it himself.
Thank you.
He's a grown man.
I'm a grown-ass man. I'm a grown-ass man.
You're a grown man who can't fuck.
I can... I'm going to rape you so fucking hard. You have no idea. Hey, how's your car running,
it's
by the
great,
way? How's
by
your
the
gambling
way.
Problem, by the way?
It's great.
How's your cyst, by the way?
It's great.
How's okay. your don't you have two of them?
Oh,
yes.
Right. How's that job that you love, by the way?
It's great.
Because my job is fantastic.
Hey, quit picking on Danny.
Yeah, I have
she started
on my
it.
Side.
She started it. That's
I didn't
all I'm
start
saying.
Shit. I couldn't have sex for that week.
So, yeah, over the whole weekend, I drained my penis about 4 times a day.
How much blood? Day. How much blood do you think
more
you
than,
enough to make him cry when he saw it.
More than my body should have in it, actually.
I had totally forgot that he's never been in a fight and never seen that much blood come out of his body. And when I saw him crying, I was like, what's your problem? I don't understand. What's going on? He's like, look at all this blood. I'm like, yeah, okay, it's like,
yeah, I lose more blood when I have my period.
No, hold on. Hold on. You shut the fuck up. It's not the fact that there was so much blood. It's the fact that all of that blood came out of my dick. That's what threw me, okay?
Hey, it's just
so
a
sorry hey, I have feelings.
You're just having a man period.
That's
it's
all.
Okay.
That's all. And I tried a tampon. It didn't fit, so whatever. You have a big twat, I guess. I don't know.
No, you got to use the fucking
the
pads.
The string?
You got to use the pad.
Oh,
I thought you used the string like a tourniquet.
No.
Oh, I
that
oh.
just cuts the circulation
oh,
off.
Well, fuck me.
And then you will have to get it removed.
I totally messed that up then.
Oh, my gosh.
Shit.
No, you got to get the maxi pads, bro.
It was really funny, though. He comes out. He's like, I don't understand why I have this. Look at this thing. Look at that. Came out of my dick.
So do you think the worst is over, or are you going to have to do this again?
Probably not.
The worst is going to be getting it cut off.
Well, yeah, and I told him about when I was in second grade, and I had to get stitches, and that was the most invasive procedure I've ever had done to me, and that there was like 5 nurses holding me down. And this is me in second grade, and they had to like hold me down because I was freaking out. So he's like, "Well, yeah, we'll probably if I have to like cut into it, we'll put you under for it." So that's fine. But he wants to see if this will make it go down some, and then he said to make sure that doesn't come back, we'll have to have it removed. But he's like, let's just try this first.
So you're going to have surgery regardless.
Eventually, unless this works. He said sometimes this makes them dissipate completely, but he said probably he wants to try it first, but then he said probably we'll have to go in and cut it out. Otherwise, it'll be gone for a while, but then it'll keep coming back because you got to get that root out of there initially.
It's like a wart, dude. Just it's it. It's
except
like
it's not a wart.
It's like a boil, kind of like
right. It's like
a boil, but
it's not
right.
It's
no,
like
you
a
can
leprosy.
Pop a boil a million times, but if you don't get that rocky fucking centerpiece out, it keeps
or like
coming
a wart,
back.
You got to get all the roots out of the wart, otherwise
it
grows back.
I had one in my finger and it had like a root on it, like an inch long. It was
Buns,
disgusting.
I have strong root. Shazam says Matt's a wimp. Burger says Matt is going to have his tip removed. No, he's not.
No.
Oh, that was a question. Yes, no, I'm not.
Yes, no, I'm not.
If anything, he needs to take some something from somewhere else, take out the cyst, and then insert about 4 inches of skin from somewhere else so that it's even bigger
than
before.
Maybe they can just take the skin that your cyst has stretched, remove that, put it in the middle.
Right.
Make more penis.
More penis.
Right.
Like
or you know what you can do?
Like the Reebok pump.
There's
or
this,
leave the cyst in there, drain out the blood, insert a Reebok pump, and then I can just use the cyst as a pumping mechanism.
Right.
And then when we're ready to fuck, I can just pump it up.
Whatever happened to
those
shoes?
Oh, my God.
Done! You remember Reebok pumps?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
You remember the LA Gear catapult?
I don't remember those. No.
Really? Those were so stupid. They were like LA Gears, but they had this little mechanism in the heel that was supposed to give you an extra spring. They were so
stupid.
It was. It was so stupid. Do you remember British Knights?
No.
Okay. That was the last obscure shoe reference I had.
Okay, thank you.
So...
aside from your broken penis.
I did finish Infected.
How was that?
Awesome. Lots of weird parallels, though. I don't want to give the story away, but...
Not that anyone's going to read it.
Well, right. Not that any of our listeners are literate enough to read it.
All I remember
is
him going, pick it out, triangles everywhere. And maybe this thing in my penis is a triangle.
I really identify with one of the main characters, Perry Dawson,
aka... Did he have a triangle in his penis?
Scary Perry. Well, what happens when you get infected is you get these little seeds in you, and then they turn into triangles under your skin, and then eventually, you know, they get big and they rip themselves out of your body. But he had one on his testicle. He had seven of them. He started out with all over on his back, collarbone, forearm, ass, and testicle. And the testicle was the last one he removed from himself,
well, of course,
kind of. And I hate to give this away,
he's
but
like, I don't want to do it.
Burger says, not listening, la la la, going to listen to it on the train. Anyways, just keep in mind when you're listening to it on the train that Perry and me, I identify with him. But yeah, it was weird reading that because that was kind of, I kept thinking like maybe this is one of those triangle things. And the reason you couldn't just rip the triangle out of your skin is that they have these huge long tails with razor sharp claws, and when they grow inside of you, they wrap around all your organs. So if you tried to rip it out, they cut through all of your stuff.
So they just cut your dick off.
Right, so I'm thinking maybe this thing has a root, like I said earlier, that's wrapped around my fucking balls and my spinal cord, and if I take it out, it's gonna kill me, so... Yeah, really, really looking forward to that.
It's just full of a bunch of pus and stuff.
And blood.
Well,
and white
I
stuff,
hope
smelly
so.
White
that,
stuff.
That brings a whole new definition to the phrase drain the lizard.
Drain the main vein, if you know what I mean. That's disgusting, Braden. I'm never going to drink sobe again.
No,
sobe.
You can't.
So, Danny, you got to experience the neighbor's porno.
From
our bedroom.
I did.
What? Wait, the downstairs?
Right.
Yep.
Remember how we're always talking about you can hear their TV when we're laying down going to bed and stuff.
And their 70s porn.
A couple times I could have sworn I heard porn. And then a while ago, Danny went downstairs. We told that story about how she went to knock on the door and his door's open and she could see him watching porn. But this was
the
first.
Wait, was he jerking it too? Like,
I have
you
no
see
idea. He
it?
Was on the couch. I couldn't see anything but his feet.
He was clothed.
Yeah, he was clothed.
Well, yeah, you just unzip the pants.
Well,
I mean,
right.
You don't have to take any clothes off.
But were his feet going,
Yeah,
no,
like, was there any
motion? I have no idea. I didn't really I didn't really.
You should have stopped and examined it for a minute.
I'm very sorry. You know what? You sound gay. You're like, you know what? Why don't you just stop and examine
it? I'm talking about you.
Hey,
you're female.
Examine this.
I should be the one wanting to know if he's jerking his dick, not you.
I'm talking for you.
Was he jerking his dick? Were his feet moving a little bit? Was he groaning at all?
No, that was MDS said the feet moving, not me.
You all are weird. Anyway, but I barely even remember this because I was dead the fuck asleep. And then you were out here doing something and I was trying to go to sleep. And
all of a sudden I hear you giggling and I'm like, what? And she's like,
come here.
He's listening. He's watching porn and I can hear it. I'm like, I knew it.
I asked you to come in the room. I'm like, come here. And like, you jumped into bed and you lay down. I'm like, now be really fucking quiet and listen. And all you hear is,
and the awesome thing is it's old cheesy 80s VHS Betamax probably porn. Love it.
It was so great. He's like, I fucking knew it. And he runs out here and writes it down in his notebook.
Yeah. But
that's
then,
the only way you would have remembered it because I didn't fucking remember
it. It drives me crazy sometimes, though, because sometimes when I'm laying in bed like last night, I can swear that I hear him playing Super Mario Brothers or Super Mario World. But I think it's just sometimes shows will have just weird sounds and music. And to me, coming through the floor and whatever insulation is there, lack thereof, it makes the sound weird. And because I can swear like certain things I can hear, like I hear the fireballs, the and I hear the jumping and hitting the bricks, I hear. But I don't hear, like, the theme music or anything. So I don't know if that's what he's playing or not. But, yeah, it kind of fucks with me.
I love Mario. I seriously would love to play some Mario.
But, yeah, so now, like, ever since I first heard his TV, like, every night when I'm laying in bed, subconsciously, I'm playing Guess What He's Watching. And every night, it, like,
sometimes they play True Blood, and we're like, yeah.
We did hear that the one night where we heard the True Blood intro, and we're like,
he's watching that.
That's redneck awesome. Vampires.
Yeah.
I know, right? It's so great. It's so awesome. It's so sad, the chick that's like a virgin and like she has to always be a virgin.
I just started watching it and I just got to that. I'm like on episode 10 of the second season.
Oh, well, Marianne is a weird... Shush!
Spoiler alert.
And she... Yeah, right. So,
shut your mouth.
So I would like to personally thank whoever put sugar in your gas tank for helping you get a brand new engine for free.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? So you found out today that your insurance does actually cover it.
I have to pay $500, but I can have them do as much work on it as I fucking feel like. So
whoever did that, thank you. Round of applause for whoever sugared the gas tank. Yeah. Thank you.
So you basically get a brand new car for $500.
Pretty much.
Yeah, kind of.
That's cool.
Well, We'll see what the insurance adjuster says, and then the argument starts with them.
Yeah. And I get the insurance adjuster's out on Friday to take a look and see exactly what happened. So if they go fixing my fucking, like, I don't know, say my
everything that's wrong with it?
Well, no, if they're, like, fucking wrong with my radiator, then that doesn't make any sense. And they won't pay for that, you know?
They poured sugar in that, too.
Yeah, they poured sugar in my air intake.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
The adjuster's job is to not give you a new engine.
Bird 35 says, did you invest in a locking gas cap? And Wrightmonger says, MDS, you need to talk louder. He can barely hear you. Or she. Thank you.
Louder.
And Amy's says, I wonder what the neighbor hears coming from their bedroom, like our bedroom.
Probably hears us
nothing.
Fucking
well,
when we do.
No, that's funny because the other night I was if we can hear his TV, I bet they can hear us. So I started pretending like she really pissed me off, and I started just freaking out on her and yelling.
Screaming. He was like, don't you ever fucking cheat on me again.
Yeah,
you
that's
fucking
what it,
slut. You fucking bitch.
And then
he
I'm like,
the wall.
I'm
like,
hitting shit, hitting the walls. And then she's
I
like,
got pissed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, don't hit me again. It was so funny, though.
No, dude, I ended up getting pissed because I'm like, dude, all right, what are you doing?
Because I was doing it for like 10 minutes.
I know. I was so fucking
I was just
off.
Like,
I'm like, dude, everyone in this complex can fucking hear you right now. And if they call the cops, you're talking to them. I'm fucking going to bed.
Well, they just heard everything you just said now, so it doesn't matter.
Right, right. But still, dude, it was aggravating. He's in here screaming at the top of his
lungs.
That's hilarious.
You know what's awesome, though, about that whole thing?
What?
I now know that I could in theory, kick the holy fucking shit out of you, and nobody would come running.
Well, that's that vice versa.
Nice. It does feel nice, Brayden.
It is good to know.
It is, you know? It's a little sense of security for myself, personally.
Well, considering the problems that they've brought here that you've seen, I mean, what's that compared?
It's nothing.
You know?
Actually, yeah. So, do you guys know who PETA is, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This was just sent to me right before we were starting the show. PETA has a blog on their website. And you may have heard of things like, they use the word like the X-Files. Uh-huh. It's something like that. PETA's blog is called the PETA Files.
What?
Pedophiles?
Pedophiles?
Like pedophile?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was really funny for some reason. Because it says it like right on their...
I get it.
What?
I get it.
That's awesome. Like, nobody working for them was like, hey guys,
maybe that's not a good idea.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah. Maybe
we already look really bad and stupid
and
nobody
likes us at all.
So maybe the pedophiles is not the best
Shazam says everyone has a blog. Yes, but not everyone's blog is named the pedophiles. Well, probably more than we might think.
Yeah, probably more than we know of.
Right, but I just thought that was kind of amusing.
Chickadee just made me cry.
Oh, what did Chickadee say?
She wants to know if I'm old.
Oh, no. No one's
old
here.
What is old?
Old is relative. Relative to Brayden, you might be a little old. Relative to me, no, not at all.
Oh. Thank you, Matt.
Anytime, Pops. So they have an entry here from September 21st that says, victory. Hospital stops herding cats in training exercises. Sad kittens.
No more seconds.
No more.
Why are hospitals herding cats?
I don't know.
It's impossible. You can't herd cats.
I know.
They got 9 lives. What's it matter?
Yeah.
It matters.
Hey, they still feel pain, dude.
They do.
It's all right.
In each one of their lives.
Right.
After a healthy amount of prodding from PETA, Heartland Regional Medical Center in St. Joseph, Missouri has announced that it is planning to stop jamming hard plastic tubes down cats' windpipes for intubation training in its pediatric advanced life support course. What is intubation training?
That's putting tubes down baby infants' throats and shit. They're using kittens?
They use little cats to...
That's not right! Fucked up!
That is sad kittens.
Let
the babies die!
That's what I was going to say. Why don't they just do it on the babies?
Right?
Matt, maybe the guy that Q-tipped you practiced on a cat first.
He might have. He was not very gentle. That was a lie. He was very gentle. I don't think it matters how gentle you are. That just hurts.
Well, hey, at least he apologized.
Yeah.
Before he even did
it. Oh, I'm so sorry. Ah!
See, he practiced apologizing to kittens.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Man. Is that how they do it? Back in... So they're making the switch to state-of-the-art mannequins by the end of the month.
Rightmonger or whatever, he says they can practice on my urethra if that'll save the kittens.
Have you ever had...
That's a man.
Hold on. That's a man. Never had anything in his urethra.
Maybe he likes that. You don't know.
I totally got my finger in my dick hole.
I don't understand how anyone
can
like...
I just did.
How do you like that? I don't get it. Incorrect, sir. So, okay, either you've never had anything in your pee hole, or you've had so many things in your pee hole that it's just all stretched the fuck out.
Or he doesn't have a pee hole and he's a woman.
Or he's a chick.
Right.
But still, having something in your urethra as a woman, is that going to be any better?
Yeah,
it's still a small hole.
Yeah, it's still...
I mean, it's the same size, really. Yeah.
I saw the diagram at the urologist. The urethra, not as big as I thought.
Really?
Yeah. I thought the urethra was like at least half the size of my dick. That's all just muscle and stuff. And there's tubes, you know, one for the blood to go in to make it big, and then one to take the blood out to make
to
it
to drain
not,
the lizard.
To drain the main vein.
Oh my
Jesus,
God.
Brayden. Yeah, so that's fun. Rightmonger says, jack off tonight and have her jam her thumb down your dick hole. It'll get there in time. No. Nothing about that except for maybe the jacking off part sounds fun.
can't even jack off right now without being in pain.
Yes, I can. Why do you keep saying that? I can.
Because what can you do with it?
I just can't put pressure on that one spot, whore.
That's a big spot.
Thank you.
Just saying. How do you do anything with it?
I'm very gentle.
You know how much blood is inside that fleshlight?
You, like,
now?
Grab, like, one side.
I wash the fleshlight out after every use.
Yeah, whatever,
okay,
dude.
That's good.
It's not as easy as just, you know, telling her to go spit it out, but, you know, it works.
Yeah, true.
Back in June, PETA contacted hospital administrators and urged them to replace the cruel use of cats for intubation training. We wanted them to start using the more effective, humane, human-like simulators that
fucking
are endorsed by the PALS Core simulators, by the PALS Core sponsor program, and that they're using in all these other facilities. So it looks like this is like one of the few hospitals left using kittens, which is fine, I guess.
No.
No?
No.
You can't save every cat, dude.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
I could
Have
try.
You ever been to China?
No.
You can't. Trust me.
I will
that's
never
a
go.
Whole, that's a whole nother
they,
can.
They, never go.
They don't use them as pets there. They're strictly
Shut up,
food.
I don't want to hear it.
Strictly food.
Hear
Same
it.
With
la,
dogs.
La, 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 la.
They do taste pretty good, though.
I don't want to hear it.
Never had
cats
either.
Are sweet. Kittens are sweeter.
Although I think when we ate at Charlie Wong's once, I had cat or something because it was
no,
not
No, that's
chicken.
The China buffet. Charlie Wong's is real
No,
good
we
food.
Ordered Charlie Wong's one time here when I was with Bree.
Who's douches?
You guys.
Why?
Talking about eating cats and stuff and kittens and how kittens are
You'd rather
cats.
Kill your own kind than a kitten.
Yeah.
Good, human.
I would rather
There's
kill
too
my
many
own
of
kind
us.
Too, though.
Kittens
I mean,
are cuter. And they learn how
I don't
to
poop you...
in a spot. After they come out of the womb, dude.
I don't know if you know this or not, but there's probably more stray humans than there are stray cats.
That's yeah. true.
Probably.
That's fine. Kill off the stray humans. It's cool.
And the cats.
But, dude, cats, when they come out of the womb, dude, they already know where to fucking shit and piss at. They're like, oh, litter box. Cool. Gonna poo here.
Right. Monger says cats are strictly fleshlights in China.
Oh, my God.
That would be dangerous. I would want
Claws.
That shit declawed before.
Well, they're not yeah. alive.
Well, oh, right. Well, that makes sense.
Right.
Then. Do you at least warm it up first?
Well, yeah.
Right. Like I microwave
they're
my
electric.
Flesh.
They're electric kittens.
You just hook what? Them up to a
they
car
got,
battery?
No, they got heat sensors and, you know, batteries.
Oh, yeah. They got all that technology
yeah.
up there. I forgot about that. They make fleshlights that vibrate.
Everything we buy is from China.
Pretty much.
Right.
All this equipment probably
Can we not
was.
Talk about dead kittens anymore?
Yeah, anyway, let's talk about our friend John Stokes for a minute. Y'all remember who he is, the guy that runs The Edge, the Z600, the conspiracy
oh, yeah.
theorist
right,
guys.
Right, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So remember how a while ago he was in an argument over that plot of land, how they wanted to get rid of it so they could extend the airport runway there
mm-hmm.
for the city airport and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he owed a bunch of money. I wasn't aware of this, but now it's coming out that they're forcing him into Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Nice.
Federal bankruptcy judge ruled Monday that Kalispell radio station owner John Stokes must convert to Chapter 7 bankruptcy proceedings, a decision that will allow for the liquidation of most of his assets in order to pay his debts. He is losing that radio station.
Awesome.
What are all these conspiracy nuts going to listen to now? Where are you going to have next year's anti-vaccination rally
With third
at,
place
bud?
Radio.
Your trailer at With, third place?
Yeah. That's where they're going to be.
Is that even a real thing?
I don't even know. I think it's a virus of some sort.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. The ruling by U.S. Bankruptcy Court Judge Ralph Kircher could spell the end of Stokes' long-running and controversial radio talk show on his AM 600 station. That is so awesome, I think. Just that he, I don't know, he is a voice for all of these crazy nut jobs, you know? And so, I mean, I'm sure you get rid of one, they'll all go somewhere else. But it is a good start locally here. Kircher overruled a motion by Stokes contesting the federal government's change from a Chapter 11 filing to Chapter 7 filing in a decision based largely upon Stokes' failure to accurately disclose the value of his property during bankruptcy proceedings, despite swearing under penalty of perjury that his asset statements were accurate, as well as his failure to meet certain reporting requirements of the bankruptcy court or pay filing fees. He's gonna lose all that shit. That is so crazy. All because he was greedy. He's like, oh, yeah, this is only worth this much. And they're like, bullshit. We know you don't have very many listeners, but bullshit.
Nice.
It's because he's on AM and he plays music.
He doesn't. Yeah. His station used to play music.
Hey, I haven't listened to it in forever.
No,
so.
He went all talk. It used to be just music,
the
punk and metal.
Well, who wants to listen to music in mono?
Well, right. I mean, but still, it was better than what it is now, which is all that, you know, Liddy and Rush and all that conspiracy bullshit. So, quote, literally millions of dollars of purported assets were omitted from the schedules, including lawsuits, vehicles, and at least one boat. His declarations were not truthful. Millions of dollars. That's crazy. You'd think he would have took some of that money and, like, made his radio station nicer or something.
Move to FM, maybe.
Right? Well, I don't think you can get any more bands here, but, yeah. The place looks like a trailer, dude. It looks like it belongs in a trailer court.
Isn't it a trailer?
It is kind of a trailer.
I thought it was a trailer. Like,
did you saw it? It looked like a trailer, kind of.
Yeah, looks like a trailer.
Fucking A. So he Stokes filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection March 4th after a Flagg County jury ordered him in late 2008 to pay $3.8 million to businessmen DeVar and Todd Gardner, owners of a nearby recreational vehicle store and auction barn. So those are the guys that own Gardner's auction. And remember a while ago, we talked about how somebody went to Gardner's auction and defaced a bunch of their RVs and all that shit.
I wonder who that was.
I know, right? And he was like, it wasn't me. But he's got all those crazy conspiracy people that'll do whatever he tells them to, pretty much. We saw a bunch of those people at that, you know, that event we went to. All right. Thank you.
maybe ask them to investigate the sugar in the gas tank conspiracy problem.
Yeah, right? Is this an ongoing problem?
Well, it just as a general conspiracy thing, if these guys are experts, maybe we should talk to them.
Yeah, if it had to do with vaccines, they might be able to do something. They know all about that crap.
You know, I do have a theory about the gas tank thing.
Oh, please.
Because Danny was saying that Zach doesn't know anybody at the Valley.
Right.
And so he couldn't possibly have made anything happen.
Right. We were thinking, yeah, he couldn't make a phone call because he didn't have any friends here.
But where has he been spending his time? He might have made some friends there in the Flathead jail.
In jail?
Yeah, make some little jailhouse friends. And I'm sure he was pissed.
Oh, I see. So maybe somebody that was getting out way before
exactly.
him. And it's like, hey, when you get out, you fuck this bitch up.
Exactly.
That's interesting. That's I never thought of that. Like, he could actually
But who the fuck's actually going to hold through on that kind of promise? They're like, yeah, I'm going to go fuck that bitch up when I get out just so I can end up right back here.
Somebody who's stupid enough to be in jail in the first place, maybe.
Yep. Yeah. I could definitely see that.
I don't know.
I don't think we'll ever know who did
Probably
it.
Probably not.
Because... I don't know.
Unless they come forward for some reason.
Watch, we'll get like 10 emails tonight from different people. It was me.
I did it.
I am the...
It's like I traced your IP. You don't even live within two states.
You know, it's kind of cool.
What?
Rightmonger. He found us through the stickers in Lawrence Park.
Oh, nice.
Isn't
you local?
Isn't that kind of cool?
Are you coming to the 250th episode party? September 25th,
jamba.com/250. I haven't actually heard of somebody yet that's like, hey, yeah, I sat down on the crapper and saw that sticker on the back of the fucking seat. You
and
know,
I
and,
actually checked it out.
Yeah, I was going to say
actually
that,
checked it out.
Let alone did enough research to see what this is.
I know, right? Not a lot of people actually ever do that. They're like, oh, cool sticker.
They
okay,
just
bye.
See it, and then we'll like be like, so have you ever heard of this, the jam hole? And they're like, oh, I've seen those stickers everywhere, but
what
I don't
is
know.
It?
Like,
yeah.
Take a minute and fucking look at it, you know?
I know.
It wouldn't have been one of these new ones because these don't have the website on there.
Nope. Those are not going up all over town. Those are strictly for sale. We're not, because we didn't get very many of those. But those last forever. So yeah, thejamhole.com/store if you want your Jamhole Church stickers. Also, we'll be having a booth or a little table at the live audience show where you can get some shirts, some CDs, and Jamhole Church stickers. Should be a great time. Are you excited for this? You came all the way from Florida to come party with us.
Yeah, you're not going to make me run the merch table, are you?
Fuck. You didn't tell him?
You got Lauren Hennessy coming out for that?
I thought you were going to tell him.
I left it to you.
Fuck.
You know, I thought you were going to tell Braden.
What?
No, actually, Braden's going to be running the merch table.
That's good. That's good.
That's not what you told me.
I know.
So why is Braden here tonight? Is it to get practice on the mic again? Is it? Didn't you say that you need him back here to get practice?
He was a little rusty. It's been a while. And
How's he doing so far, do you think?
Not too bad, but it was
I gotta piss really bad.
Well, go piss.
I really want to get up and do that.
Actually, stay here and defend yourself real quick. Okay. I wanted him here more so that new listeners, when we're at the show, they're like, well, who's this kid with the high-pitched voice that hasn't gone through puberty yet? And maybe people that haven't listened to the prior episodes, you know, when he resigned and whatnot. So
let everybody know who he is.
That's right.
I'm nobody.
If it wasn't for Braden, there would be no Jam Hole. So
how's the puberty coming? Maybe that's what we have to ask.
It's going awesome. I got some hair growing. You see?
No kidding.
Actually, I just shaved it.
What's going on?
It's not so much
You might want to get that bump looked at, dude.
Yeah.
Trust
me. That's an ingrown hair.
Hey, trust me.
That's an ingrown. At least it's not on my dick.
That's true. I don't know, though, because the first, 10 years I had it, it was great, man. People were like,
it was great? What?
It's for her pleasure.
Yeah, it is. Totally. You just hit it just right, and the bump hits the clit when you're upside down. Oh, man, it's perfect. Now it's not, obviously.
No, but it's bigger, so it should be
right,
better.
It's like three clits now.
Right.
It's totally cool if we could actually fuck.
I'm going to rape your fucking ass tonight. You just wait. I'm not
that
even kidding.
That thing's 10 times tighter than my fucking pussy, dude. You ain't never
gonna
get dick in there. Not
be,
with that thing.
I'm gonna
it'll
tape,
fucking pop and it'll smear all over
pin.
Your asshole.
Taper pin. See that purple dong? Taper pin. Well, I'll be able to take a stroll through your asshole by the time I'm done with it.
Well, you know, Matt, it's my fault. I got her all worked up. I showed her my hotel room.
I know. The hotel room with the fishing posters
all
over
it. Fishing poles and fishing books and fishing lures and fishing signs.
She probably felt right at home.
She did.
It was nice.
She hasn't been the same since.
Did you hear about Alabama banning sex toys? I don't know if you guys heard about this yet.
They already banned. I thought they banned sex. I didn't think sex toys were.
Okay, everyone in Alabama is retarded and related to each other, so no more sex.
Yeah,
from now on.
Okay,
done.
Because you're not responsible enough to decide not to have sex with your own.
You're not responsible enough to have sex with someone not related to you, so no more sex privileges.
They already fucking took away the sex toys in the mall. What's that place called? Chuckles or whatever?
That's not sex toys. That's like a Spencer's. There's no toys.
They had sex toys in there, dude. They had like...
Once upon a time, and I would appreciate it if you would stop blowing through all of my content for the 250th episode. Thank you.
Huh?
Moving on. Montgomery, Alabama. Don't go through my notebook and pull out bits and pieces of things I've written down for future episodes. Thanks.
I honestly didn't even remember that. I just remember going there the other day when I was going shoe shopping.
Oh.
And I noticed the whole wall was taken down.
Right.
Right. That was what
I
remember.
We're going to talk about that Friday, so just shut your fucking mouth now. Okay. Great.
Sorry.
Thank you. The Alabama Supreme Court on Friday upheld the state's ban on the sale of sex toys, but Love Stuff, it has the worst name for a porn store ever.
Love Stuff?
Love Stuff? Is it like the right stuff?
I have no idea.
The Hoover store that... filed the challenge has no plans to stop selling the devices. Yeah!
Yeah!
We're gonna sell you stuff to fuck yourself with, whether you like it or not. Is that rape? If you forcefully sell someone something to fuck themselves with?
No, I don't know.
If you fuck them with the item, then that's rape. Okay. While people have the right to use the devices in private, the legislator has the right to ban public distribution of those products. The court majority ruled in a 7-2 decision. Why would you give a fuck about what people are using to fuck themselves or to fuck? Like, who gives a shit?
It doesn't really matter.
It's not like it's other people. Like, okay, I can see it maybe banning prostitution in a ridiculous world. Whatever.
Right.
But to be like, no, you can't sell people dildos anymore. Like, what is the... I don't understand what the drive behind that is. Like,
I don't know. I think it's totally fine. It's like if you want to... not fuck and just fuck yourself, cool. You're not going to have... That's the best birth control ever, just fucking yourself.
Right. But it almost seems like something just totally out of control had to happen initially to where they're like, whoa, all right, you, no more dildos ever again. Like some guy just running down the street with like a potato gun, but instead of potatoes, he's launching dildos and butt plugs. Just like, foomp, you
for
know?
Like, I don't know, a high school, like, prank takes on the principal, one... they fill the car with dildos. You
right.
Know?
It takes one prank like that to ruin the fun for everybody. And that's the end of it. Love Stuff had asked the... God, that's an awful name. Love Stuff had asked the court to... That's like something that should be in Twinkies or Ding Dongs, you know? Like the creamy center, the Love Stuff. I don't know. They asked the court to strike down the 1998 law, arguing that the ban violated a person's right to sexual privacy. The court upheld the law, saying public morality was a legal reason to regulate sales. They're citing public morality?
Yep.
Are you kidding? Alabama?
Alabama.
There is nothing moral about your whole fucking state. And have you ever been there? What a dump!
No.
What a dump!
People say that about Kalispell.
It could be a moral dump.
That's fine, right? quote, public morality can still serve as a legitimate rational basis for regulating commercial activity, which is not a private activity. No, that's... I don't think so. What do you think? You're old and wiser than we are. Is that, can you regulate that on the basis of morality?
I don't think you should, but for legal questions, we got
right.
Somebody a lot smarter in the chat than me on that. But
that seems crazy. That I you would almost want that to happen more than just going out and, you know, fucking whatever. Like, you would want them to be at home where it's safe. And it's a toy, not being out spreading your inbred diseases. That I don't know. That seems very ass backwards to me.
Well, just let them order it.
So
from
is
Mike.
Alabama,
right? Also,
let them order it from Murado Toys instead.
Right.
That's true. I wonder if they can still do that then.
Yeah, ask him if he can ship to Alabama or not.
That's
yeah. I wonder. Yeah.
I think it sounds like it's just something within the state lines that they can't sell out of. But that that seems stupid. And guess. There's a little sponsored ads here. Guess what company has the first ad?
Sex toys.
Right. What's the company, though?
Adam
Our
Eve.
Favorite one.
Isn't porn also illegal in Alabama?
Boom.
I know there's some states where porn is illegal.
Incest is illegal, but...
I
think Alabama might have legal... There's one state that incest is actually accepted. It's not legal, but it's tolerated.
Really?
I'm not sure which one it is, though. At least it used to be. Maybe it's changed since.
But you gotta find out and move there then.
Right.
No, I'm all right. I don't have any sisters or
anything.
It's
all these Bible Belt states that do that shit also, which is awesome. Because I'm sure in the Bible it totally says don't fuck, you know, yourself and everything else.
And
those are all literal interpretations, right, Alabama? Love Stuff attorney Amy L. Herring said the store is reviewing its options. That may include an appeal to U.S. Supreme Court because appellate circuits have decided the legal issues differently. Quote, it's been an issue in the Southeast because no one else has a problem with this. No shit.
Wow.
We're the only ones not able to masturbate.
That's
sorry.
Appellate.
Right. That's amazing. Appellate? What?
Appellate.
Appellate?
No,
appellate.
It's just... Once they're not
D-Zave says it's probably Utah.
Once they're not able to use sex toys, they're just going to start using, like, bananas, like in that episode of
right.
Steve's, and he, like, gets it stuck in there.
Yeah.
Like, banana sausages out in, like, the women's prison, and you have to ban those because they get stuck.
Just give them that. That's fucked up. I think that's overstepping bounds a little bit. But like I said, maybe there was a good reason for it. And I wouldn't say just morality is a fucking good reason, but whatever. So moving on, how is your call center job going?
That's great.
How is the suicide rates at your call center job?
Anyone on the rise, up and up.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. On the constant rise.
People jumping out windows and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Out of the first story window.
I was
going
to say, it's a good thing we're not allowed to have anything bigger than five stories here.
Not even five stories. Like, yeah, three tops.
The hospital's five or six stories, I think.
Yeah, the hospital's the biggest building we have.
No,
four or five stories.
Yeah, that was not a joke. We actually do not have skyscrapers here. They're not allowed to build buildings over a certain height here, which is good. I'm glad, because I hate that. Being in the middle of town and all you see are fucking buildings.
You can only see that one strip of sky.
Yeah, that
I like
sucks.
Looking up at a building and getting vertigo because I'm so freaked out because it's so tall.
Yeah, that's cool too, I guess.
We
but
do that
I would
with
rather.
Mountains. Here.
Yeah, I would rather have the mountains and the trees and whatnot.
The hospital would be six stories if you pay your bills.
Right? And a rightmonger says, yeah, but if you jump off there, you're right at the hospital already, so you're good to go.
Right.
That's
sounds
true.
So small.
So anyway, a telecom company call center in France has been noticing a little suicide rise here in Paris, France. They're trying to stop the infernal spiral of suicides among workers at the former state-owned monopoly. There have been 22 suicides at the firm since the beginning of 08 and 13 attempted suicides.
Whoa.
The unions blame chronic restructuring and work pressure at France Telecom for the wave of suicides, saying that some staffers are being left behind in the firm's transformation from a state government agency to a private company with profit targets and intense competition. So they
maybe they're exploding like that fucking movie, dude.
Like Visionaires.
Yeah, Visionaires, man. Jeffers Morning.
George Washington, Mr. Hammerman's me.
Jeffers Morning.
Yeah, I think they're exploding.
I feel it today, George. Yeah. I feel it today.
He just looks at him.
Boom!
Exploded.
That's so awesome. So it sounds like that they went from, you know, a government run business to now a private business, and you know, private businesses have to worry about pesky little things like turning a profit and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
or maybe 396 seconds is a little too long, Danny.
Yeah, perhaps.
What maybe. So
what are you doing?
Nothing.
That you're not supposed to be doing
nothing. The show. Nothing at all. What are you talking about right now?
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay.
Jeez. She's lying.
I know. She has the worst attention span ever.
You're whispering
sucks. Oh, there's a fly over there.
Oh. Oh, wow. I need a cigarette. That's what you do. I swear to God, I'll be in the middle of a story and she'll be like picking her nose looking up at the fucking pictures.
I was going to get a beer and then I was playing with the cat. So I'm sorry.
Quit playing with your pussy on the show.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Please.
Can't help it.
The unions, right, they're blaming all of that shit. The pace of incidents at the firm, which employs 102,000 staff in France, has picked up lately, with a man stabbing himself in the stomach during a staff meeting on Wednesday and a woman throwing herself out of a window on Friday.
Nice.
Could you imagine, like, going into work and into a staff meeting and just like sitting there and pulling a knife out of your purse and everyone's like, what hey, what's Barbara doing? And
oh,
then
I'm just cutting my steak.
Right, oh, she's fucking gullet.
Fucking harakiri, dude.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome.
Would you could you see that happening at Teletech there?
Yeah, maybe. Probably.
Too much pressure.
If I get one more person that tells me to go fuck myself because I can't return their fees, I'm going to kill myself.
Ring, 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 ring.
Banana
yeah,
phone.
I'm done.
Thank you for calling back. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I had one guy totally blow up on me because I asked him verifying questions, which is just like their address, date of birth, mother's maiden name, simple, stupid shit like that.
Hey, Rightmonger says, the French bring whole new meaning to the term Harry Carey. Because French are hairy? No?
Right.
I liked it, Rightmonger.
No.
I liked it.
No, that did not deserve a ding.
No, I thought it did.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm surprised, though, being, you know, these people are French, that they're killing themselves, because French people usually aren't known for their cojones.
No.
If you know what I mean.
Not so much.
And you think they'd change their mind at the last minute.
Exactly. And then pull out, right? All right.
Oh, my God.
Wait, that's what we do.
Oh, right. Yeah, you do?
No, I said we.
You gotta use birth control, dude.
Well, when you can't afford birth control.
Oh, well, right.
Although, I guess if you go to Parent Planhood, you could probably...
Parent Planhood.
Whoa.
I'll give that one a ding, though.
That was a tongue twister.
Fantastic.
Planned Parenthood.
Yes,
you know,
that.
I think he does need some remedial work.
Yeah, a little bit, huh?
He needs some practice, Brady.
That's why he's not reading stories.
Yeah. You're not going to pull that on Friday, are you?
Oh, I'm going to pull that as much as possible.
I know, right? So I don't ask him to come back. If you can bug me more with your sloppiness than she does with her not paying attention, then I think you'll be all right. Quote, we absolutely have to break the contagion effect that has taken hold, said some dude that works there. A helpline has been set up for depressed workers to be able to consult medical experts outside the company on a completely anonymous basis. Do those work in your opinion?
I know that there's free counseling. At Teletech.
Of course there is.
They have company therapists.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
We got some of those. Like,
it's
like
called www.grouphug.us. That's where you go.
I have no idea.
You should try it.
The anonymous confession site?
No, the therapy.
Oh.
Why would I do that?
I thought she said she had no idea what group hug was.
No, tell them your sad kittens about your car.
That might be a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Am I going to get money from them?
No, but it might make you feel happier.
No.
Hey, not everything in life is about
money.
Maybe
if the therapist told me that it was them and that I could beat the living shit out of them, then I might feel a smidge better.
Rymonger says, I wonder what the hotline metrics are. How many seconds per call? You must make this person commit suicide in 67
De-escalate
seconds.
De-escalate this call in this amount of time.
They'd probably rather you do counseling than Twittering when somebody's bitching you out.
Oh,
I'd rather Twitter.
Cool. Yeah, she would.
Much rather Twitter. As long as I don't mention names, I'm good to go, unless the person actually recognizes who they were, which would be one like a million. So
right.
I'm good. I know, right?
France Telecom also announced other measures, such as no sharp pointy instruments in the thing, rubber boots, no belts, you know, the typical, such as temporary halt to relocations and reassignments, as well as 100 additional human resources staffers to monitor employees. Well, you know, though, at least the human resource people have job security, right?
Right.
At least, so they won't be on the way out. The issue has attracted the attention of the French government because, you know, they're not doing anything else at all, which remains the biggest shareholder of the firm with 27% of the capital. The meme between Lombarda and this other dude was intended to show that both the firm and the government are trying to solve the problem that has rocked one of France's most iconic companies. Oh, iconic. Sorry.
Ironic.
Iconic.
That company is ironic.
Right. Sorry.
But
what's up with that sloppiness there, Matt?
Hey, easy mistake. Could happen to anybody.
Right.
So
when
today,
it happens to you.
At work, I had something happen to me that's never happened to me before.
Okay.
So far. And
you actually enjoyed your day?
Kind of. I enjoyed one call. One out of like the 80 I took all day. Okay. The one guy actually, I was able to like refund some of his fees and shit and like do some other stuff, whatever. He was all super happy. And then he asked for a supervisor. And I was like, okay, am I in trouble? What's going on? You know? And like, he's like, no, I actually just want to speak with your manager and give them, you know, a recommendation.
Kudos?
Yeah, I got
kudos. I hate
kudos.
That word. Ever since the kudos candy bars way back in the day, I fucking hated when
That's
people
exactly
are like,
what
oh,
they call it too.
Kudos to you.
I don't
kudos
even like
to you.
I don't even like those candy bars.
I don't either.
I know, they suck. But no, he wanted to speak with the manager about me and let them know that I was super awesome and shit. And so like, it was, I don't know. I've never had someone actually ask
How
for a
long
manager.
Was that call?
I don't know. My call time was still under 300 all day. And it's usually around like 408, so I did pretty bad.
What's the accepted
call?
Amount?
What, like to
Wait,
be on
when,
the production floor?
Yeah.
When you're trying to tank your nesting test,
300 to 350,
or when you're trying to pass.
When you're trying to pass, you need it under 350. 350 at the very fucking highest.
But when you're trying to tank it, then it just doesn't matter.
It's 450.
That's a good number.
It's a good range if you want the 8 to 430 schedule, you know. But, no, I had this dude totally call in and, you know, had some, you know, I had some problems. I fixed his problems and shit. Asked for a supervisor to... He's like, oh, my God, you were so amazing. He's like, you knew exactly what you were doing, right to the point. You were quick. You were efficient. I want to speak with your manager and let them know that you need a raise and blah, 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 and, like, this, that, and the other. And my fucking manager just wrote me out some stupid kudos form thing. And
a gold star. Right, yay, adult. You get a gold star. Stupid.
I have no idea. But it was really cool, though, because right before that call, I got some guy that, like, told me to eat shit, go to hell and die, and course. Go fuck myself. My mom's a whore. And
it's always going to be that guy.
Yeah, I know. But at least I get a call after that where they're like, oh, you're so fucking awesome.
The next call you get on, I want you to be like, thank you for calling Bank of America. This is Danny, and if you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it. So check out the hook while my DJ revolves it, and then just hang up.
No, do that
for me one time. Just do that for me.
What are they gonna do?
And record it because I want a copy.
I can't record it. Are you kidding me?
Oh man, that would be so brilliant.
How could I? That'd be so awesome if I could record the calls. But
well, just hijack yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, hijack it into something that records
like a phone.
Done. Like a.
I can't do that. I get arrested, fucking fired.
Hey, it'd be worth it. Don't worry.
You gonna bail me out?
Well, no, but...
You better sell that fucker's account number that I spit out and get the money and bail me out.
Well, we'll bleep that out.
Yeah. Shit, on me. Fuck.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, if... You cheated on me, or I cheated on you, and you were fishing for a second chance. And I was like, you have to wear this sign that says, I'm a slut and I fucked up, honk if I deserve a second chance. And on the back, it says, no, really, I'm a whore.
Wow.
Would you wear that?
No.
To get me back?
No. In the house, maybe.
No. Out. No. In
well,
public.
Well, then it doesn't even matter.
No one's
going to honk.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you. No one's going to fucking honk.
Honk, honk, honk.
Burp, burp.
Okay, I'll drive
honk.
By once
wait, wait,
and
does
honk.
That mean you're a slut or you're not a slut?
No, honk if you love chocolate and if you're a slut.
Fuck no, I wouldn't wear that shirt. You can kiss my ass. I would be begging for my chance back with you anyway. I'd be like, you know, if I broke up with you in the first place, why the fuck would I be begging for
well,
that?
Well, not breaking up. I'm saying cheating.
So if right. I cheated on you.
Right.
And I wanted you back.
Well, and I was like,
why
well,
would
fuck
I have
that.
Cheated
you
on you
like,
in the first place? If I wanted
well,
you.
Well, because you're a slut.
Because
and
you
right. couldn't
can't
help
have
it.
Sex anymore?
Or that.
Right.
I'm going to fuck her so hard tonight. So, much. So fucking
or
hard.
Or she's going to go cheat
she's
on
laughing because she thinks I'm kidding, though.
Why would I cheat on
I'm
you?
I'm going to make your vagina bleed tonight. I'm just
it's going to be the blood from your dick, actually.
No, it's not. I'm telling you. It's not going to be.
You just won't be able to tell the difference.
It might be the blood because I'm going to just stretch it the fuck out with my fist.
I wouldn't
fist.
Cheat on you because I don't want anybody else for you, so why
well,
would I do
never
that?
Fucking mind, then. A chick in Sandusky, Ohio did, and
well,
she wasn't a fucking
someone,
bitch
then...
about it.
If I had cheated on someone, there's a reason why I cheated on that person. I don't want to be with them in the
it's
first place.
It's not just because you just want to go fuck.
Right.
Isn't that why?
I thought that's why people do that.
I know.
I thought it was because they're tired of the fuck face they're with.
No, then they
ass.
Break up with them. They just want to go fuck someone else.
Anyways, an Ohio woman who said she was unfaithful has chosen a very public way of asking her boyfriend not to break up their engagement. See, he was like, get the fuck out of here.
He's like, no, I can't get
but see, it. I thought it was the other way around. I thought the dude was like, if you want to stay with me, you have to do this. She was like, if I do this, will you keep me?
That's stupid.
Because she went to the dude she cheated on him with, and he was probably like, dude, I'm married. And she's like, fuck, I'm totally fuck.
Yeah, pretty much.
She's a whore and an idiot.
Exactly. Right. A dumb whore. And that is not a pretty picture. Jess Dutry, 19. Ooh, a dumb young whore. Stood outside a supermarket parking lot in Northern Ohio this week with a handwritten sign that said, "I cheated," and "Honk if I deserve a second chance." On the back, it said, "I honestly love him."
I'm glad that they think people that don't even know her or anything to do with the situation deserve to be able to decide.
I don't, no, I don't think it's that. It's the fact of the humiliation you're getting by being out there and being like, "I can't stay faithful."
Yeah, Brayden, I don't think the guy standing there next to her counting honks.
Right? He's got the he's centered there with the little clicker.
That's so awesome.
One, two, three.
Now that was a honk, but the guy cut him off. Does that count? I'm counting it. Fuck it. I'm counting it. Five. That's awesome. She said she chose to stage her visual Wednesday evening after her fiancé took back his ring earlier that day when she confessed she cheated on him this summer. Why would you even confess that, you fucking idiot?
I don't even know.
And you're 19! You don't know what love is! You're 19! And you live in Ohio. I guarantee you have no idea what love is, and if you think that's love, it's not.
There's no such thing as cheating when you're 19.
It's only next.
That's,
I know.
Next.
And click the fucking button on the clicker. Done.
Next.
Done and
that's
done.
That's all. It's not clear if he saw the message, but she said dozens of people honked, and some got out of their cars to hug her and wish her well. Mm-hmm. And a couple guys got out and gave them her their phone
number. Well, did it say I'm a whore and shit on it?
No, it just said what I said it said. If you have been paying attention, you would have known. Moving on.
I forgot what it said.
Did
she
you?
Was playing with the kitty.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't playing with the kitty either.
Are you sure?
You don't know what love is. Shut up.
No, but I know what it feels like to get back together with a chick I used to be with, but cheated on me. How's it feel?
Sucks.
High five.
I'm not back together with
her.
Oh,
she just lives with
right,
you?
Right, you just live with her and she uses you.
As long as...
Right.
No.
Exactly.
Whoa.
What that is was the latest, Brayden?
You can slap her. That was mean.
What's going on?
If he gets his dick sucked, she's not using him.
Yeah, what is going on with that?
What's the story?
What's the deal?
Bring us up to
with
date.
With Brayden.
There's nothing to really bring up.
So, Rochelle's living with
everything.
You.
Everything.
She's living with you.
Yeah.
Why? Why is she back here? Last we heard, she went off to go...
At Teletech, I know that. I saw her today.
That's awesome.
I was like, hey, Rochelle. She's like, oh shit, hi.
So why did she come back? It didn't work out with her love. Her love?
No, she doesn't have it.
Didn't she go move away to be with some dude?
No, she moved away, and then while she was gone, she got together with someone else.
Okay, so what happened with that?
Well, she came back, basically.
It didn't work out. So... Next thing you know, all of a sudden, she's just at your door. Like, can I stay here again?
No, I said she could.
Oh, so you guys were talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never really stopped talking to her.
Oh, that's kind of what love is.
Are you guys boning?
Kind of.
Talking is love.
Are you guys boning? Because I see on her MySpace a lot of times, she's got pictures of a chick, and then she's got pictures of you. And so, like, I'm really kind of confused.
She's got pictures of everyone, though.
Well, yeah, there's
like,
pictures of me
on
there.
Well, people she's with, it's like she's
she's
out
still
with a
got
chick,
ex-boyfriends
then...
on there.
Is her status update relationship complicated?
She left you for a girl?
No. Yeah, she's...
She was...
No, on her MySpace, she's got lots of pictures of her, you know, with this chick and stuff. So I thought she...
That's
she
her
was
best
left.
Friend, yeah.
She's, like, making out with her and stuff.
She does.
I'm very confused.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused, too.
I totally almost blew that out all over Brayden.
Oh, my God.
That was funny. That was really funny.
You know, the more Brayden talks, the more confused I get.
Oh my God.
She likes dudes and chicks, and she's not with Brayden or that chick, but she's banging them both. You get in on that action?
Is that what's going on?
You don't. Do you get in on that threesome action?
Can you explain to me
no,
what's
I do
going
not.
On?
No, you do not? Okay,
no,
then
no
you are
threesomes.
being used then.
Can you explain to me what's going on then, Brayden, please?
Why do you want to know so bad?
I'm just curious.
We're curious.
I checked out on your MySpace.
See, this is why
and...
Brayden didn't like doing the show, because he doesn't want his life on the internet like you do.
I don't even give a fuck, so whatever.
Well, yeah, but your life is with him, and his life is on the internet, so it's the same thing.
Well, I was just curious, because like, I saw her today, and I kind of brought it up in my head, and she was wearing your hoodie, and I'm like, that's Brayden's hoodie.
What did your head have to say about it?
It was
that's
like
Braden's hoodie.
Is that what it sounds like?
Pretty much. Well, no, I saw her and I saw his hoodie and I was like, oh yeah, she's living with Braden. And like, I was like, but she was making out with this chick on MySpace. I'm like, I thought she was Les.
Yeah, but the thing is, even if I was with her, I would still be okay with her making out with chicks. That's
that,
totally
well, yeah, all if you hear me. That's right.
Like, I mean, she can make out with chicks. I thought she was Les, dude. I didn't know that, like...
Hey, why are you being so nosy about Braden's life?
Dude, I was just curious.
No, she's never been lesbian. It's just there's one girl that is her best friend, or was her best friend, and they like to make out sometimes when they got drunk.
That's all.
That's it. That's all there was right. to it. That I mean, right. they never cool. were lesbians.
Just a couple of bros making out. That's all.
Yeah, that's
exactly. What's got to be so weird about that?
Hey, we're not here to judge.
I'm not.
So you guys aren't back together? Or
no,
you just
I'm
guys
not.
Just live
they're just living together. And is there coitus?
Not really.
Sometimes?
Sometimes. Oh.
Sometimes.
Maybe more than
that. That sounded kind of like, not really, but I wish there was, or not really, but there really should be, because, you know, she's living at my
should
house
there
and
be more?
Eating my food and everything.
Well, is she coming on Friday?
Yes. She's so. The one that's actually running the stand, the cell stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah she's yeah. going to do that.
Yeah.
Not
thank
me?
You, Rochelle.
No, not
no,
you.
Not you.
No,
it's
you're
Rochelle.
Off. I forgot. You're off the hook, dude.
Woo! Thank you.
Yeah, she's super cool though. I saw her down at Teletech. I was like, so how you like your first day? She's like, I almost passed out. I'm like, yeah, for the first couple weeks you'll pass out every day for at least a half an hour.
She didn't go to sleep until like 5 in the morning.
Well, I didn't sleep at all last night. But
well,
I had
why
to fucking
is that?
Stay awake.
She
calls.
Just could not sleep.
Like, cause she had a dick up her ass?
No.
In her mouth,
lying.
I was gonna
right?
say that was rude.
I was actually trying to let her sleep and not be loud.
Oh, okay.
Because she
yeah,
had to work
one,
at 7:45.
Can I sleep with you instead of him? Because him all night long, it's like...
Only if we have a threesome.
Only,
with
yeah.
you,
only.
Me, and Matt.
He can fuck.
No, you can come sleep with me and Rochelle.
No.
Can I watch that? Can I film that in 1020i?
Like Matt on the couch and me and you in the bedroom.
Thank you. Well, actually. I was thinking 720.
Oh my
yeah. Actually.
Until you have to give the camera back, you can.
Well, that's
well, he
fine.
Put it on the computer first.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously. Oh, man.
Oh, my fuck, dude.
So, no. How's work going, Braden?
It's great.
Yeah? You get
yes,
you
I just love...
full time?
No, but more than usual.
That's good.
It's, which is kind of more than I want to.
Oh, yeah? What do you want out of life, Braden?
I know, right?
Absolutely. I want it to be over. I'm just waiting.
Lazy sack
like, I don't
of
wanna,
teenage no, shit.
I don't want to kill my... It's not even that.
Oh, my God.
It's not that I don't want to contribute to society.
It's not
it's
that
just
I'm
that
lazy.
I can't.
No, I'm just not... It's not that I'm lazy. I'd just rather do other things than work like everyone else.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And that's what happened. The podcast turned into work, and he was like, I am... Fuck this.
Right? I know, yeah.
We actually have to do stuff? No, dude. That's
not,
what I
about work because,
that's not what I signed up
no,
for.
No, but the podcast was something I enjoyed.
Right. For a while. That's why he did it so long.
Yeah.
Right.
Like 200 some episodes.
It's a long time.
Well, I mean, it's like yeah. the same thing for me, dude. Like,
it's longer than Brian Is In You has been around.
That's true.
Fucking A, dude.
Like, I don't want to be on the phones all fucking day doing stupid shit, you know.
I don't
want to
be lugging
accounts.
Around hundreds of pounds of fucking water all
exactly.
day, dude.
Yeah.
He doesn't
want to
be
something else.
Cleaning up jizz at the fucking porn theater he works
well, yeah,
at. But
that's...
we do shit that we don't want to do.
I work as much as I'm able to work there. Yep. It's not that I don't... I mean, of course I don't want to work, but I'm going to work when I'm supposed to work.
Hey, guess who helped you hump water today?
You guys did.
Yeah, we did.
You humped water?
All the way from the truck to the fucking shop. Yeah, high five, guys.
I kind of like the empty ones.
Yeah, right?
The empty ones are great.
And the ones with handles.
Yeah. The
you
ones
see what
handles.
I'm talking about.
Yeah,
now.
They were sweet. I could do that all 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All 5 minutes.
I do that all day, every day. And you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? More of that.
That's awesome.
More of that.
If you need more help with the empties, give me a call.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm gonna deal with people in their fucking bank accounts. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Fantastic. Well, I got one more story, and then we should probably call it a night. So what? You came a whole week early. Now the live show is not till Friday.
Because he loves me. I don't know if he knows or not.
I know that. Thank
but
you.
We've been writing letters back and forth for about 2 months now, and I promised him that I would come back with him to Florida. If
That's
he came
funny
up here
because
a week early.
Me and him have been writing letters back and forth, and I actually paid him to take you back to Florida. So somebody owes me some fucking money here.
I got up here a week early so that we'd have plenty of time to correct this foolish notion you gave out on Friday. That I was buying everybody dinner. So I wanted to get up here in plenty of time just to straighten that out.
I know. Did I you hear it. That, though? I heard him say it, and then I asked him, I said, whoa, did you just say it's all on MDS?
Yeah,
and
dude.
He's like,
actually,
whoa, you said it's all on MDS? Yeah, okay. Blah, blah, blah.
And the rent.
You were so tired, you actually kind of half fell for it.
I was like, yeah, okay, whatever, I'm done.
And
I'm
all the booze,
now.
And I'm going to need $100 to rent the space. So if you could just go ahead and PayPal
but,
that to me.
He did buy us dinner today.
Right, which is what I meant. So thank you for that. That was totally awesome.
You're welcome.
You meant Monday.
But yeah, if you guys want to, at 8 o'clock Friday, September 25th, we are going to meet up there for dinner. MBS won't be paying, but yeah. So if you guys want to, you know, sit down and eat with us, hang out, bullshit before the show, yeah, 8 o'clock, we'll all meet up there. And it's Italian Grill. All the info's at thejamhole.com/250. But yeah, so what do you got going on the week up here? You're meeting up with a couple other people that are coming in. Or
we got a camping trip to Glacier National Park. Burger's coming in on the train. Burger's going to go camping.
Nice.
You guys are welcome to come up, do a little fishing up there in the park.
I'm gonna
anybody
else? Fishing.
Thursday, or excuse me, tomorrow, you guys are going up there,
I'm
right?
I'm going up there tomorrow. Burger's coming up Wednesday night on the train. You guys will be there Wednesday or Thursday. Anybody's welcome to come on up and
probably
hang
Thursday.
Out with us.
Fantastic.
And, it'll be really toasty warm. It's going to be like 150 degrees here tomorrow. So
yeah, bring your
like
shorts.
Florida weather, bring your suntan lotion, and we're going to have a great time.
That's right.
Yeah, dude, I want to go out on Thursday and take them out to Quarter Circle Bridge and start nailing some fucking cutthroat and bull trout. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Do you see how much fun that sounds?
That sounds so amazing.
Because on Thursday I'm going to a concert, and I'd much rather do that.
Well, go fuck yourself. Matt, you're coming with me. Thanks.
I will be. Yes, I'm going to bring. See, the key is to bring your mountain bike, though, because then you don't
so
have
to
sit
at the bridge.
So you can
run away. I love this.
Like,
I'm like, I'm going to go fishing.
I'm gonna go.
He's like, I'll bring my bike. And then he runs away, and I don't see him until I'm done fishing. When I text him, I'm like, hey, let's go.
I thought you liked fishing.
I pedal
he
away.
He does a little
I
bit.
I liked it for about 2 weeks.
You
and
went
I was
fishing
right,
like every day.
I fished. I caught fish. I'm totally over it now. I could see,
I could see why you liked it, but you got sick of it fast. Yeah.
So
I know.
Are you in the fish camp or the bike camp, Braden?
What?
Going to the concert camp.
Yeah.
So if you come up to the park, you're not going to fish or bike.
No, I just hang out with you guys. You guys can fish. I'll hang out for a while.
You want to pull in my fish for me? And
see, I
not
can see
all.
If
you
want to
be my master baiter.
No.
That's a fishing joke.
That's funny.
But I could see if I needed to do that for survival. Like, if I was going to starve or catch fish.
I would
fun,
catch
though.
Some fish.
I would definitely catch some
I'd
fish.
I'd make a spear, maybe.
I like doing it
right?
for sport,
like,
dude.
Go to shallow water
I would probably
and stab
kill
one.
A tourist first, because I don't really like the taste of fish.
It's
and you can
fun
just bring
for
a
me,
gun.
Dude.
But if there was no tourists, I'd fish.
Even if I don't want to eat the fish or whatever, dude, I still like catching and releasing, because I still like the fight. I don't know. For me, it's a lot of fucking fun. So,
right,
if you don't like
says,
it, whatever.
How about catting? I do a little catting here and there.
The fuck is catting?
Like fishing, but for cats? Are you serious?
Are
what
you
the
an
fuck?
Idiot?
Did she just say that?
Yeah, I think she did.
Wow. What the fuck is catting? What the fuck is sex? What the
right?
fuck is sex? Am I right?
That's
Jesus.
A good point.
Did you just guys go...
Well, he made a
I
point.
I swear to God.
It was. I should have done the fucking bell. That was
have,
a good
yeah.
point.
That was a good point.
Catting? No, fishing is way great. Fishing right. is awesome.
Yeah, but when it's cats, catting. It's even better.
So it's going to be a whole week of parties. Well, it's going to be a whole week of you guys up there fishing and shit. Yeah. And then, Thursday, I think everyone else is getting here from Idaho and Arizona, and it's going to be a party.
And
everyone everyone else is coming in from.
Right. We have to print up some more posters and flyers and stuff tonight so we can throw them around town
right.
tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
And we are going to test drive the whole camping thing this week.
Right.
So that we can see whether or not it's feasible for Saturday or not.
Right.
Right.
If you bring back snow, then probably not.
Probably
if
not
we bring
a good
back
idea.
Frostbite, then
right.
No,
or if you yeah. don't come back at all. Like, right. if we don't see you Friday. Right.
If the bears get right. us, then yeah.
Right. Just text me. Let me know what's going on.
Oh, Rymonger says, swingers party Saturday night in Missoula if you get bored. Fucking A.
I'm good. Dude, sorry.
Swingers, I'm good. Let's do it.
You're going to do it? Party. Yeah. What are you going to put your penis in? Your fleshlight? Because that's
yeah.
the only thing you can get it in.
Keep saying that, whore. I'm going to totally
really
put
drunk.
It in my fleshlight, you
will
fucking
be,
bitch.
They will be really drunk. They won't know the difference.
Really.
Well, no, I'm
the
not
lights
talking
will
about
be
them.
Off.
He's going to cry when he puts his dick in there because it's
no,
going to pop
he's
open.
No, he'll...
What?
You be nice.
You be nice.
You be nice.
I'm going to fuck your face, stupid. No, wait.
Not
it's
me,
stupid.
I hope.
I'm going to fuck it back normally.
You used to give
again.
Me so much yeah. shit about so many things, and then, like, the one thing I find to finally, like, yes, he has a fucking
because
weakness.
It's the one thing I have no fucking control over. But
so?
That's fine. I'm going to fuck you tonight, and in the morning, when I have a bunch of shit filled
you're
up
gonna
in
cry
that thing,
in my lap.
I'm going to spray it all over your face.
No, you know what? You picked on me all the time for being sick
well,
and for having this
sick.
Fucking cyst. And for this, that, and the other, dude, and I couldn't fucking help that, but you know, you bitched at me all the fucking time. I can't help that. I find the one thing that you can't help, and it's your fucking weakness, and you don't like talking about it. So guess what?
I don't give a shit about
dick.
Talking about it. I give a shit that you're like, you can't fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's your weakness.
Fantastic.
So I dig on that.
Because that's fun.
Yep.
All right.
Well, you give me shit about being sick and stuff and not being able to fuck for that couple
good.
Weeks.
Good. Well, you know what? It was me that put sugar in your gas tank. So fuck you.
I'm leaving you.
We'll see you guys Friday.
Try and hold it together till Friday.
I swear
can
to
you
God.
Please, please.
I swear
how
to God,
pissed
I'll
would
leave you
be?
I would leave you.
You know why there was no fingerprints on it?
Why?
Because I watched CSI, bitch.
I swear to God, if you were the motherfucker that put sugar in my gas tank, I
have
will make
looked,
sure that
have,
your dick doesn't get sewn back on.
Have okay? you looked in our cupboard?
That's my sugar. I bought that.
I know, but
was
it's all
it
gone.
Pound?
Have you
it
looked?
Is, was it a pound of sugar?
Yes, yeah. It was.
I'd like
how
to
convenient.
Announce a change of plans. We're going camping on Friday night.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she put sugar in her gas tank as an insurance fraud scam.
No!
Oh! Didn't think about that, did
what
we?
What would I be? What would I be trying to fix? What would I?
Your
be
whole
to do?
Fucking ride? Your busted ass fucking ride?
No, I. Why would I want to be without a car for this?
Okay,
fucking
I deserve it. Whatever.
Yeah. So stop being a prick, and I won't be a prick to you.
So
okay?
Speaking of dykey fucking women, a woman martial arts expert.
You are
what?
Hey.
A woman martial arts expert knocked out a Coldstream guardsman and attacked another squatty's wife at an army Christmas ball in a row over soldiers pretending to be gay.
I don't even care. I don't even care.
She was such nice. Not a woman. She attacked them for pretending to be gay. She's like, whoa.
Burger says, ha ha ha, Matt can't fuck. Right, just saying.
Thanks, Bray.
Yeah,
Burger,
no problem.
Braden.
Braden.
What? But Braden. What's
Braden.
Your name?
You say Braden, like Burger and Braden.
Ashley Wolf, who is 5'3" and was wearing a floor-length red satin dress, assaulted Lance Sergeant Michael Fallows at a party for sergeants, officers, and their wives at Woolwich Barracks in southeast London. 5'3", just this little fucking thing
little
of a woman. Kicked his fucking ass, dude. Because
she's awesome. Holding a big gun in that picture. So.
I know. That's what is that, a Mossberg? Fucking boom! She's so small.
Like that gun is as thick as her arm.
Right, Monger says a little cyst of a woman.
Right. Right? The 24-year-old Canadian flew into a rage when she saw soldiers kissing and grinding on the dance floor. Is that what our... Or wait, they're Canadian. Is that what Canadian Army... guys do? They get out on the dance floor and just bump and grind?
And they pretend to be gay?
Is okay. that what you do?
I don't even know.
Is that like the... It's supposed to be funny when you pretend you're gay, but you're not, when you like hit on your male friends?
I don't even know.
Like, hey, give me a kiss, dude. Oh, I just grabbed your
dick. Maybe they were on ecstasy.
That was it, maybe. She should have took pictures of them and showed them when they sobered
like,
up.
Like, she
a
doesn't
little.
Know what could have been going on in the background that
I'm,
led up to that.
I'm curious what she even gives a fuck for, though.
Yeah,
she's a,
really.
Like, she's a chick. What does she care? Wolf was attending the party with her husband and fellow self-defense expert William. Where did his last name go? Anyway, she confronted the pair, telling them, quote, "This shouldn't be allowed in the British Army," before pushing them and then storming off. So it was a don't kiss, don't tell type of thing,
I guess.
But they weren't even...
I guess it's the same in Britain as it is here.
Yeah. And then they got their asses kicked.
By a woman.
Right. By a 5'3" woman.
I don't know if it's
five
like
foot
that
three,
here.
Short little woman.
By a self-defense expert, though.
That's
kind of cheating. That's
yeah.
cheating.
Yeah. But like, I got beat up by this 4'2" chick, but she's a ninja.
Right?
I got beat up by a 4'2" female ninja.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? That doesn't count.
I mean, that's different.
But if you are also a ninja, like he was a fucking sergeant or some shit. Like,
but
that,
he looks fat. Ninja? Like, look at him. He's not...
Well, okay, say you're a pirate then.
So are you like askaninja.com? Like that
no,
guy?
No.
Like,
what? Don't ever
ninja.
Try and plug someone else's show.
That's,
a,
that, like, that's
you
hilarious.
He has a podcast. I'm that's not cool.
He has a book deal and we don't, so don't ever mention that on our show.
Are you jealous?
Again.
Are you serious?
No. He's been around for so long.
He's hilarious, though. I love that guy. He's
that
like
just sounded really
ninja.
Forced and awkward. Like the ninja just jumped in all of a sudden. It was like, say the fucking show, bitch. And you're like,
it was like ninja stuff, and I was like, haha, ask a ninja. Yay.
Oh, okay. You were doing that thing we do sometimes.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. You're not very good at
no.
it.
No. Okay, thanks. Great. Go on.
Sergeant Damien Holland had joined the men by the time she returned. Wolf then threw him into the disco equipment and onto the floor. They were all totally fucking drunk. She shoved the other lieutenant, walked away, threw the other dude into all the equipment. That's so awesome. Not only did you get your fucking ass kicked, but she threw you. She picked you up and fucking threw you.
That's great.
She's like 10 inches shorter.
That's so great. She grabbed Sergeant Holland by his tie and pulled him to the floor. Two men tried to pull her off before she stormed into the foyer. Sergeant Holland's wife followed her. She told the court, "I went through into the foyer. She was stood a couple of meters away, and I asked her what was wrong." "What the fuck's your problem, bitch?" She said, "Don't mess with me, bitch. I'm a Canadian boxer." And then she hit me on the right side of my face.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right Monger says everybody was kung fu fighting.
Yeah. They were fast as lightning.
All right.
Fuck yeah. That's so awesome, though. She's like, "Don't mess with me. I'm a Canadian boxer." And then just fucking popped her one. Everything went blurry and dark, and I felt incredible pain in my cheekbone. Following the assault on Miss Holland, a melee broke out, and four people appeared to be involved. Dude, they were totally kung fu fighting. He totally called that. After a while, Mr. Fallows enters this melee. Mrs. Wolf goes over to him, administers a single punch, and knocked him the fuck out. Mrs. Wolf's husband had his nose bitten off during the ensuing fight. Holy shit. That is not kung fu fighting. They wouldn't bite noses off. In her police interview read to the court, Mrs. Wolf claims she reacted when she saw male British squatties kissing and grinding on the dance floor. She said, "All these guys started kissing and humping each other. They were kissing each other, holding each other, and grinding, basically having sex with clothes on, standing up."
Okay.
Is that what dancing is?
No.
In the military, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. With your bros. That's just how we do it. I'd say there were about seven guys dancing around off and on. I pushed them apart because they were clinging on to each other and told them it wasn't appropriate. Right after some girl jumped in front of me, she pushed me, and then some guy just punched me.
Nice.
I may have pushed her away from me after she pushed me, but I don't remember hitting her. I was punched again and fell down. I got up, and there was this other guy who approached me aggressively, so I punched him before he punched me. I knocked him the fuck out. I ran over to my husband and saw... and saw he was bleeding heavily while two men were holding him down on the floor, raping him. Whoa. Maybe they were having gay sex. Whoa. This just in.
I don't think it really says that. No. I don't even know where you are in the story.
Okay. Coldstream Guardsman Day. Bradley said, "Miss Wolf told him earlier in the evening, 'You are not the British soldiers we seen on TV. You're all gay.'"
Hey, TV lies. See? Don't believe everything you see on TV.
You're all gay. He later saw her attack the sergeant. The lady in the red dress crept up on the side of Sergeant Fallows and hit him in the face. It looked sly the way she did it, so Sergeant couldn't see her. She struck him and he fell to the floor.
In the face?
In the face!
In the face!
He snuck up on his ass and just
in the
like,
face?
No gay shit here! Boom! In the face!
In the face!
In the face!
In the face!
In the motherfucking face!
Really?
What a bitch. Alright, well, you guys got anything else you want to mention before we get the fuck out of here?
No, dude, I am actually quite tired.
Is this better than the New York setup? Everything works?
Yeah, yeah, seems fantastic. To be a little bit more together. You guys got your shit together a little better?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
everyone isn't talking at the same exact time.
Yeah, that's helpful.
For the most part.
Yeah. Right.
Just sad Viola's not here, though.
Oh.
Yeah, no Mike in the boobies.
And where's David?
Who?
He's probably at work.
Who? Not like that. Who?
No, I didn't hear what he said.
Oh, David.
Right. He's probably at work.
Because at first I thought he said Dana. I was like, how many of those beers have you had? She's right there. All right, well, yeah, we'll be back Wednesday for one more show, and then, everyone listening to the podcast, you guys won't get a Friday show, but you can download it after it's all put together and whatnot. So until then, thejamhole.com, email us info@thejamhole.com, check out the 120-gig iPod contest, and for those of you that are attending the show, Sunday night is the last day to get entries in, but if you're local and you don't have a PayPal account or whatever, we're going to pass around little slips, and if you want to enter it, just slip $5 in there and pass them to the front, and you'll get your entries in. So a little live audience if anyone wants to enter for the iPod giveaway. 120 gigs of awesome stuff. We're pretty excited. So yeah.
Hell yeah.
Are you going to fill that thing?
I'm going to try.
And is it all going to happen? Is everything under control, all the arrangements and preparations?
Done and done. I got the PA system sitting at the office. I got the cameras sitting in here. I got the venue sitting over there. TheJamHole.com/250. We're doing it. I'm serious.
Great.
We're totally doing it.
It's going to happen.
As soon as you got your plane ticket, I was like, fuck, I should start writing stuff for this and probably find a place to do it at,
It was the opposite. I didn't put up the money for the plane ticket until you said you had a place.
Oh, right. I was just kidding about that. I was going to see if anyone was going to come.
Cocksucker.
Yeah, we got some people coming, so I guess we are going to have to do this.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
No backing out now.
Rightmonger says, who do I have to fuck to win it?
Probably me.
Is it a chick? Are you a chick or a dude?
Are you a hot dude?
You have to fuck thejamhole.com/contest. All the info's there. So, yeah.
I think it's Ashley.
Is it? Is that Smashley?
I don't know, dude.
Is that Smashley?
I sure hope for your sake.
That's who he has to fuck.
That's who he has to fuck, yeah.
No, I think we got that taken care of. Josh is going to nail
it. I can go either way.
Okay, well then Ashley's...
He says, I can go either way.
Nice. Now, I don't know. If you're local, he said he was local and he found us at the Lawrence Park with our stickers. So I'm wondering if... what are you guys doing?
Nothing. We're ending the show.
Did you just unplug Braden?
That's funny.
Because
my mic still works.
Right.
Can I end the show now?
Yes.
Okay. God, you are. I'm going to kill you today.
I love pointing out things when I know I shouldn't because you get mad.
Good.
Be professional.
I like being
unprofessional. We'll see who's mad when you get raped, okay? That's
if
right.
You can.
He knows. Rightmonger knows.
You'll be more mad than I will because your dick will be screaming and bleeding at you.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.